Libby, come on over. I guess you and the girls have been wondering why I bought me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star. You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby. All I want is you. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan Transfer call. Come on over, all right? And then you're going to see how I'm going to sing the demo. Come on over. Come on over. Libby, come on over. Come on over, Libby. I'm going to become a big movie star. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big canary. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a canary. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the canary and put on new clothes. You remember that canary that we met in the pub? Well, he's been f***ing me now. And next week, we're going to make a canary. What do you mean I can't f***? I f*** like a canary. Oh, no, Libby. I don't like that anymore. No canary. Pull the voice right out of me. Guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new canary. I sing like a canary. Go on over to the canary. Come on over. Come on over. Libby. Come on over. Come on over. Libby. Come on over. Come on over. Libby. Come on over. Come on over. Canary. Come on over. Canary.
Canary. Canary.
What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my canary.
Oh my god!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark's at it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Yes, Sifrix. Tim Edson with you back here one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. We're not going to pussyfoot around this shit today. We'll get right into the audio. One lawmaker, a local lawmaker, I guess, is in hot water for saying the word vagina. But she didn't say pussy. She didn't say cunt. She didn't say bacon hole. She used the proper word for pussy, right? I mean, but that's what it is. That's what women have, vaginas. And apparently it was, related to this ban on abortions or something. Take a listen.
I have not asked you to adopt and adhere to my religious beliefs. Why are you asking me to adopt yours?
She believes in vagina. Vagina power! It's the Church of Alexis K. Tyler.
And finally, Mr. Speaker, I'm flattered that you're all so interested in my vagina, but no means no.
You know, they're just saying, like, look, stay out of my cunt. You know, when it comes to abortions, if I want to evacuate a baby turd, I will.
That comment is causing controversy for a local lawmaker this morning.
West Bloomfield Representative Lisa Brown was banned from speaking on the House floor yesterday after making that statement on Wednesday. She was speaking...
Old white dudes hate the word vagina. They can't handle it.
Against a bill restricting abortion.
And she joins us live this morning to talk about the controversy. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
What up, bitches?
Good morning.
It'd be great if she just has a potty mouth.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your thoughts on the fallout. Do you think it went too far?
Absolutely. I still don't know what I was punished for.
Using the word vagina.
Well, you were punished for using a word that some people, at least they said, they found offensive. And looking back...
How can you find that word offensive? It's what it is. It's what you call it. That's just a word.
In retrospect...
She wasn't using slang or anything.
You have respect for the body of the House of Representatives. Could you have chosen a different...
Stay out of my vajayjay.
Word? Why did you think that word was necessary?
Well, that is the anatomically correct word.
Of course!
It is.
I don't usually agree with women.
It's in Michigan statute in three different places.
But I mean, come on.
I don't see what's wrong with using the word vagina.
Okay. Now, the Republican Speaker of the House issued this statement. He says House Republicans often go beyond simply allowing debate by welcoming open and passionate discussion on the issues before the chamber. He said the only way we can continue doing so is to ensure that the proper level of maturity and civility are maintained on the House floor. Do you think that was breached?
I do not. I find it actually ironic. If you want to talk about maturity, again, I question what's wrong. What language would they prefer that I use? I'm not going to degrade women by using some cutesy name to refer to our anatomy.
Yeah, stand on my punani. All right, so there you go. You get the idea. Hey, DV listener, Laura? Is that her name? Yeah, Laura sent in some grandma masturbation porn. Thank you, Laura. What the hell were you doing looking up this shit? Oh, God.
A big one this time.
Oh, Granny's got a cute, big cucumber.
Oh, it's cold, too. Put a little bit of lube on it here.
God, her cunt is destroyed. I'm sorry, her vagina is destroyed.
Do what you do.
This goes on for 8 minutes. All right, so she lubes up her pussy, starts to insert the cucumber. Granny gotta get it! Granny gotta get it! Okay. Laura says there's some good audio here. I don't hear it yet. Oh.
Oh, God, yes.
She's ramping up now. She's getting like at least half that cucumber in her pussy. You know, in her day, they didn't have sex toys, so they had to use vegetables.
Here it comes.
Granny gonna get it. Here it comes. All right, let me fast forward here. God, that hole is so loose. Cucumber just slips right in. All right, let's get to the grand finale here. God, she's getting close. I can feel it. Ugh. She's got to be like 70, 80. She's in pain. Pussy has arthritis.
Oh God.
She's having a stroke. Oh God. This is a big one. Alright, now she's just fingering herself. Jesus Christ. I can see right in there. There she goes. All right. Calm down, breathe. It's all over with. All right, moving on now from granny porn to baboon porn. Here is a baboon playing with his own dick and eating its dick cheese. Some British kids find it hilarious.
His penis is weird.
Hello.
It's
weird. Hello there, penis. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Hello there, smegma. Look at it eating its dick cheese.
Is that funny? Look.
Very red. He's rubbing the head of his penis, getting all like, I guess it's dick cheese.
Oh, he's licking it.
Sticking it right in his mouth.
Oh my God! It's a table here.
The monkey should sit at the table.
He's
sit at the table before he eats his snack.
Look in the window. Oh my God.
All right. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. All right. Enough. Finally, before we get into the news today, we've featured a lot of sissy fags here on the show, but you can't fuck with the original by slave Rob Peters, even though he won't come on my fucking program. He still is out there wanting you to abuse this nasty elderly slut.
I'm by slave Rob Peters. You can see me here. I'm a cocksucker.
Sure.
I'm a faggot. Oh. You can have my asshole.
Oh, he turns around and he shows you his ass. I've never seen a shape like that before.
No, it's online. I want you to see my email.
His ass is like a hexagon, a saggy hexagon.
Address.
All right, BDSM.
If I can get it up here.
By slave Rob Peters.
By slave Rob Peters at hotmail.com.
What's great is he can't write the at sign. It looks like a pair of handcuffs.
BDSM by.
Couldn't quite figure out how to make that.
By slave Rob Peters at hotmail.com. You can fucking play with me here. I'm a cocksucker. See if you can see me.
Sure, we can see
you. Hear this? Use me online, okay? I'm a cocksucker in California real time, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a maggot, faggot. I do pictures. I do anything you want. I do requests. I do videos.
Really? How come you won't do this with me?
You can post me anywhere with my email.
I am going to get him on DVDA if it's the last thing I do. All right, yes, finish
up. Online, adult places, or in your town.
All right, by slave Rob Peters, coming to a town near you. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Help support the program. You get full access to the entire archive of shows, every single one since December 2004. Well over 1,500 programs. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows like the one yesterday. The archive for DVDA is available only on the Sideshow, so you can check out today's live program and all the past ones. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, well, I don't know how they did it, but Microsoft really fucked things up again. There's just something perversely entertaining about a nerd trying to get his groove on. It's no wonder, then, that everyone is so delighted by Microsoft's latest PR disaster, which involves a magnificent blend of computer nerds, awful techno music, nude ladies, and the flashing word penis. Mm-hmm. At a developers conference in Oslo, Norway, this is how Microsoft does their developers conference. This would never happen at Apple. You know what I mean? Tim Cook would never come out, flashing his junk. At a developers conference in Oslo last week, the corporation made an effort to show cool things and connect sex and drugs to their cloud-based computing platform. Makes sense. I don't know how they could link those things. This was attempted via a bizarre dance routine, which involved half-nude Norwegian women, I'm interested, and lyrics that were displayed on a large screen on stage in case you missed a beat. All in all, the best lyric was probably the words micro and soft don't apply to my penis, and then in parentheses, or vagina. That's quite a song. The words micro and soft don't apply to my penis, or vagina. I don't know how in the world you can make that rhyme. A cursory, or vagina, was included only at the last minute and only on screen when keynote speaker Aral Balkan questioned the routine's sexism prior to the performance. Okay, I've got audio here, I think. I don't know if you can understand what's going on here. This is so desperate. It's sad.
Program people! Come fast, come hard. It's the ending conference. Web developers are ready for a bad experience. We are here to talk software. We're here to talk bugs. Tonight we're gonna crouch the end. Coding is on bugs. Let me hear you scream out loud. To the crowds. Make me proud.
power, they say, penis and vagina. That's really what I'm interested in. Here we go. Yeah, there it is. And then in parentheses, or vagina. Did I hear that right? That coding is my LSD? Is that right? Okay. Yes, CSS is his LSD. XML is his ecstasy. Oh, that is just... I'm embarrassed for Microsoft once again. The company's head of corporate communications, Frank Shaw, tweeted, "The routine had vulgar language, was inappropriate, and was just not okay. We apologize to our customers and partners," Microsoft stated. This week's Norwegian Developer Conference included a skit that involved inappropriate and offensive elements and vulgar language. We apologize, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one also involves a penis. A Sydney, Australia woman accused of cutting her former lover's penis in an attempt to castrate him, mission accomplished, has pleaded not guilty to murder, but guilty to manslaughter. Chin Chin was arraigned in Supreme Court on Friday, where the Crown accepted her guilty plea to the less serious offense of manslaughter. The matter was put over to August 10th for a sentencing hearing. The then 48-year-old Chen was arrested last year when she appeared in Burwood local court. According to a statement of facts before the court, police said she used sleeping pills to spike the soup she gave her former partner. Peng had only recently returned to Australia from China with a new girlfriend. Apparently Peng is the guy. He lost his Peng. Once Mr. Peng was asleep, Chen allegedly bound his hands and feet, stabbed him a number of times in the neck and groin before cutting his penis and scrotum. An attempt to castrate him had taken place, said police facts. The victim also had lacerations to the left side of his groin, and his penis had been scalped. Jesus Christ. Chen, who ran a business importing seafood, allegedly called an ambulance saying she just stabbed her boyfriend. Kind of incriminating. All right, final story we have for you today. Speaking of incriminating, the Boy Scouts of America. Oh, no. You know, it's got to do with molestation, right? The Boy Scouts of America has 2 decades worth of documents on 1,200 suspected child molesters in the organization. Why would you keep that information lying around? Anyone could stumble upon that. You shred that shit. All right. I don't know why they would keep that. All right. So they've got decades worth of documents on 1,200 suspected child molesters. Chances are your scout leader wants to touch your pee-pee. And the long secret files are set to go public. Dun, dun, dun. A court has ruled that the perversion files... Now, that would be a great spinoff to the X-Files, I want to believe. Cited by attorneys in a 2010 lawsuit, are public record. That means 20,000 pages of material on child abuse and lesser offenses from 1965 to 1985 will come to light. A lawyer in the 2010 case, which held that the Boy Scouts of America hadn't adequately protected a boy who'd been molested, calls the files poignant and disturbing. I'm interested. These files were extremely important to the jury, finding that the BSA failed to use its vast knowledge of sexual predators to protect its scouts, he said. For its part, the Boy Scout says it fears the files released could hurt those who were suspected of child abuse without being convicted. What's more, the documents could negatively impact victims' privacy and have a chilling effect on the reporting of abuse. So there you go. I look forward to reading every single page of that. If it's sexual in nature, I want in. Look forward to 12,000 new episodes of Sextastic Tuesday involving the Boy Scouts. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Blue, Spiral Imposter.
Oh, great.
I love you, man. You're, like, so much a part of my life, and you don't get it on that end, but, I mean... You and I have been hanging out for fucking years now, buddy, so I love you, fucker. So, anyways, aside of that, 2 things. I'll make it quick. The test of patience. My favorite thing, Tim, about test of patience is I'm probably going to hear something I've never heard before, but within just a couple of minutes, I'll be able to sing along.
That's true.
My name
You'll never want to hear it again.
It's Potato. So fucking the second thing is I heard an interesting quote. I love the Ancient Aliens show, but they were talking about you know, as far as we know, things need water to survive. So when we look for life outside of our universe, we always right. look for water first. And I thought that was a great marijuana thought.
Okay. Maybe there are creatures out there that don't need water to survive. Who knows, right?
Hi, Timmy Boo. It's Jody, Lifetime Sideshow member.
Hi, Jody, my princess.
I'm a little bit behind on my programs because...
Member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
This is what? The 5th of July, or excuse me, June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to May 22nd. When you're talking about 50 Shades of Grey and middle-aged women, and I want you to know, I'm 42, I believe that's pretty much middle age, and I've been listening to you for, a long-ass time. I have a Lifetime SciShow member membership, and I believe I've been so long that I'm free now. I listen to you free of charge, and
yeah.
I know you hate that.
I know. Drives me crazy. What she's saying is she signed up for a Lifetime membership years and years ago, probably when I first started offering it, and now, it's basically like she's getting the show for free. God damn it.
Hey, Tim, SciShow member Rich Lester.
I like that call.
The morning of June 6th, so I'm behind a couple of the shows. So I'm going to be behind even more because I'm going on vacation next week. So by the time that actually gets played on the air, it's going to be a couple weeks after that. So we're going to have one major time warp thing going on. But the reason I called, not to bitch you out about being behind on voicemail again,
mm-hmm.
is because I needed to tell you about a TV show that I've never, ever heard you mention. It is on that bastion of educational television, TLC,
uh-oh.
The Learning Channel. Yeah, it's a load of bullshit now. But the name of the show is My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding, which is a stupid-ass title. But it is a delight for that.
Didn't I play a clip of that on on the SciShow exclusive feed?
The white trash contingent known as American Romney Gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
These people act totally ghetto and Guido. The women are meant to be kept barefoot and pregnant, almost literally.
Hmm.
The men do nothing but run around and try to get jobs doing paving work. They are complete scum. They have spiked hair.
Wait, well, wait a second. Why are they scum if they're trying to get paving work?
They're to a T. These people are amazing. The capper was this last week's episode where there was a major ass cat fight. It was amazing. There were blurred boobs and crotches everywhere.
It's on the Learning Channel, so
gotta try.
Of course, there's gonna be exposed boobs.
My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding. See ya.
It's educational. Why do they have to blur it out? It's the Learning Channel. It's educational. These tits.
Tim, Party Monster Henson, how are you doing today?
Yeah,
that's great.
Okay.
So you mentioned, or you were talking about playing like the crackhead Family Feud, and it made me remember that Richard Dawson, the original host of Family Feud, died, and I don't remember you mentioning it. So,
I didn't mention it? Oh, I love game shows. I remember I watched Richard Dawson's Family Feud on GSN.
Get me out of here!
I prefer Match Game. I like that host. Oh, he's so... Like, the host of Match Game was so not attractive. Like, he was really creepy. He had one of those, like, long Bob Barker microphones, you know? But, yeah, he was gross. But I love
him.
Hey,
Jimmy Boo, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was calling to mention something about all these jackasses who can't tell the difference between a graphical image format and a graphical image format. I believe that because of... The G is from graphical, that it should be pronounced as a G. So I think that solves the whole problem.
Thanks. Yeah, so if the G in GIF stands for graphics, shouldn't it be GIF then? That's a good point. Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere. All right, the debate on GIF or GIF roars on.
Damn, it's Matt in Kansas, but I'm really tempted to change my username to American Potato.
Oh,
that song is
brilliant.
Carved away into my head.
Yeah.
Score as far as anticipation
my
goes.
My name is Potato!
But it's so goddamn catchy. Like, I'm just walking around work, like, all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, es tu nombre tomato? Oh,
I'm a potato.
Yeah, I love the potato just so piping good. In throughout the song. No, I'm a potato. Huh? That's how he talks, right? Of course, that's how a potato sounds. No, my name is Potato. That's my name. That's right. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail on 406-666-2463. That's 206-660. God, easy to forget.
I'm a cocksucker in California real time.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye!